Simon Shinla Medalad Sivchav Zayin. The Mechaber says that there's a kachelis, a burning coal, that's in the street or in any other public place where many people are liable to get hurt by it, rabban yizokimba. So you can put out the flame, you can put out the coal on Shabbos, whether it's a coal on metal or whether it's from wood. And the rabban holds is also by wood. The Mishnah Berurah explains that over here, it's a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, because you're not putting out the flame because you want to have the burned out coal for some use, rather you just don't want to have the flame. And melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, according to most pesukim, is only aser midrabbanan. Well, if it's a malka mazeg rabban, place where people are liable to get hurt, sechazal would not gezer, so iser rabban does not apply. Mishnah Berurah makes clear that only discuss the place where it's a zeg rabban, people get hurt. Not a zeg minor where you just have a hefsa moment of loss of money. So over here, it says we're discussing a case where you cannot move the coal out of the way, because if you move out of the way, it's better to be over in the Isra of Muksa than the Isra of Kivu Rabbanon. But we're talking about a case, there's no way to get it out of the way. And now, there's no other Eitzah but putting out the flame and putting out the coal. And since Malkum Zegid Rabbah, Chazaron, Nagazar, it's Mutter. The reason why the Ram holds the Asa B'shal Eitz is because the Ram holds Malkash Ein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. And therefore, that's a Rei Deraisa, and therefore, it would not be Mutter. Just try to get everyone to be careful not to get hurt by the flame. As opposed to when it's Shamatchis, it's metal. So then, even the Ram agrees Mutter, because then, even the Ram agrees it's only Rabbanon. The halacha, Mishnah Berurah brings to the rabba, we don't pass in the rabba, we pass in the grave Rishonim. The halacha she'ein tzrich legufa is only asur drabanan. Therefore, whatever the gachal is made out of, you can put it out, because kivui, unless you're actually looking to have the item that you put the flame out from, which is unusual, kivui generally is only drabanan. Malkum zeke drabba, drabim, chazal or not, a gezer. You also don't have to worry about a metal kli that has a fire in it, that you're improving the kli by putting out the flame on it, by strengthening the kli, by putting out the flame, because that's not your kavanah. Simon Shilam and Hay discusses Din Chavish Nishbra. If a barrel breaks and now the items in the whatever's in the barrel is getting lost, and it's going to be hefset for you. What are you allowed to do to save your stuff? The Mechaber says, if you have a Chavish Nishbra, a barrel, have wine in it, or whatever it is that got broken, and now the wine is spilling out, you're allowed to save from it enough food for three sudas. Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking discussing over here before the Friday night suda. As opposed to if it's later on Shabbos, it might be two sudas or one suda. The Taisa Shabbos says there's a place where people drink wine freely, or let's say the drink inside of it is not wine, it's a cheaper drink that people drink freely, then you could always save as much as you want because people are constantly drinking all day. In any case, the standard case, Shulchan Aruch says you could drink, you could save the stuff that's needed for the next three sudas, for the sudas of the course of Shabbos. Even in many kalim, you could save it, because if it's one big kli, then you can save as much as you want. But even if it's in separate kalim, you're allowed to save enough for three sudas. And you can tell other people, boy, v'tzilacham, come and save for yourselves. Just the Mechaber says you have to be careful not to use a sfug, something like a sponge, to sop up the wine, because there's a chash that after he's going to squeeze the wine out of the sponge. Even if there's a handle, you're not holding it by the sponge, you're holding it by the handle, still you cannot do it, because there's a problem with the chol. With Shevin also, you have to be careful not to stick your hand in and the wipe on the svasa kli on the edge of the kli. You can't do anything that's going to be a chashash of over the chol. And the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make a difference if the barrel just broke and the wine didn't spill out yet, or if it's already spilling. Still, this is the halacha. You cannot save in multiple kalim more than the amount that you need for three sudas, because they're afraid if you try to get more kalim in order to save more, you end up carrying through a shrabim, or you end up breaking the chavis that broke. To our poskim, he brings a trumas desh in the hold that if the barrel broke and everything's already spilling out, so then we do allow you to save more than Muslim Shalosh Sudas, and could be make on that nowadays. We don't have so much as Sram Deraisa, but Lemaisa, that's only one Shita. Now, Mishnah Berurah also brings a Terusa Deshan that he says that you have to use small cups that shouldn't be Ovdu L'Chol. So what's the big Kalim? That would be more of an issue of Ovdu L'Chol. The Ramah says, we're talking over here about Chavis that broke, that you're very bald, very for tumult, and if we let you save more, the Chashash is going to fix the chavis. But with just a crack and it's dripping out slowly, then you could use multiple kalim to save it. We're not afraid you can do melacha deraisas, because since it's only dripping out slowly, so be more patient, do a careful job, not do any melacha deraisas, just to save whatever you need to save. The Ramah also says they're discussing over here to save it from one chatzar and bring it to another chatzar. But if the wine or shemen or every saving from the chavis, you're not taking it to a different chatzar, you're just taking it to another bais, another house, you made air with it, then you could save as much as you want, similar to what we have at the lake by fire. The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Taz, he's mafakvik on this, and Avram agrees to this. However, to take out from the bais to your own chatzar, not to a different bais, or not different chatzar, but just to your own chatzar, which does not need an air at all, because it's your own backyard, so there it seems to be agreed upon, and there this halacha does not apply, and you could save as much as you want.